There's music from our roots. How can you not smile when you hear some of that classical New Orleans jazz? I love the brass section. Or what do they call it, the brass section or the reed section? What do you call them? See, I was never in band.
It wouldn't.
You played harmonica for a little while.
For a very little while.
It wouldn't be the 4th of July without homemade ice cream and Mama Can Papa Rosie's. Was this 1940s era music?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's about the 40s.
Yeah.
And that's a clarinet, by the way. And I can,
but
I
what
can
do you call that section of the band? It's the reed section
brass?
Or the
well,
brass?
The reed section the is the clarinet. Okay. And actually, the clarinet is what was all the saxophones are made off the clarinet. So they're actually the same fingering or whatever. So I played saxophone. I could play clarinet, three kinds of saxophone, trombone, a couple other instruments.
So. Well, I'll go pick one up for you at Walmart, and you can play it on your hike this weekend.
Yeah.
You just clarinet your way right down to Phantom
Ranch. You won't have any wind left.
Yeah, exactly. You expect me to add that?
You know, it's a 16-mile hike, but, Mike, there's really only a short part of it you have to worry about, and it's the last 2 miles. The first 14 are really pretty easy.
How much have you seen me, you know, walking, jogging since you've known me?
You know. It's just 1 foot ahead of the other. One foot. It's just, that's all it is, babe. Don't look up. Okay. That'll only discourage you. Don't look up. Watch
Good
your
advice.
Feet. Good luck on your hike of the canyon this
Thank
weekend.
Thank you, sir.
On the topic of decluttering, and in particular as it relates to the paper clutter in your life, my wife, sweet Jennifer, has put together some information for us. She's sharing with us this hour.
All right. Well, we have another really great tip. It took me years, and I thought I figured this out by myself, but when I got on Pinterest, everybody was way ahead of me. But you make a Command Central notebook for your home. And so it goes with me everywhere. It has my calendar. It has emergency information. It has shopping lists, including sizes of, you know, sizes and types of things that everybody in the family likes. It has school and activity calendars. It has takeout menus. It has gifts, gift lists, birthday lists, all the things that are pertinent to your everyday life, you carry it in this one notebook. Now, if you're younger and you're really savvy, they also have ways that you can do that on your telephone. I like paper. I like to be able to hold it and look at it and turn it and scratch it off and check it off. So there's two websites that are very, very helpful, and you can get free printable forms to fill your book with. The OrganizedHome.com. Not just organized, organizedhome.com and simplify101.com. Those are both excellent websites for helping you to set up your own notebook for your what you need in your life.
You know, we're going to kind of build on this topic next Saturday, and it's a topic I picked, and I hope y'all will find it as interesting as I discovered it to be. We're going to talk about once you've decluttered, where does all the trash go?
And that's always such a fascinating topic.
I mean, we've got 6 million people in Arizona that are disposing of stuff hourly. Where does it all go?
And we're going to talk about how to get rid of things responsibly. It's okay. Really important.
That's next week. Y'all stay tuned for that. Here at Rosie on the House, we've got callers.
We're going to test y'all right now.
Completely loaded now.
We're going to test y'all.
Okay.
Richard has some cluttering issues, serious cluttering issues. And he blames it on his wife.
Okay.
So I'm turning it over to y'all.
That's a good start.
Walk through it.
Go ahead, Richard.
Oi, Vey, thank you. I got a beautiful wife for the last 58 years, and she doesn't realize, and sometimes I didn't realize, how much we're cluttering. And your program is wonderful.
Thank you.
And just what we're in need of, you might say. I've got so many shirts in my bedroom. I can't ever wear them. And she always sees a good buy at a thrift store or wherever and buys it and keeps on buying and buying. And same thing with stuff for her. And now they're like, well, her bedroom, my bedroom, got to be separate because I snore, so she can't be around with me all the time. And so, consequently, my room is full, her room is said, hey, there's got to be a stop to this somewhere, somehow. How do I do it?
That is a tough, tough call. But given y'all have been successful for 58 years, I'm confident you'll find a way to continue to maintain the relationship. But it is. It just grows on you incrementally, and you wake up one day and you're like, where did all this stuff come from?
And there are professional people who will come and help you. I mean, you may need somebody who's
more. There's help out there.
There's help out there. You may need someone who's more objective and can help you understand, you know, you don't need this much stuff, and maybe you haven't worn this in 2 years. And so they kind of give you guidelines on what to throw away and what to keep. And know that when you give that stuff away, you can help people with it. There's Habitat, there's Goodwill, there's all kinds of places that need things as well.
Absolutely. Or you can do like I do, you know, Richard, all those clothes you're not wearing now, I move them up to our summer property, and then I just don't wear them and hang them up there. So they go from not being worn in my closet here to not being worn in my closet up there.
You don't need more space. No.
Folks, it's Rosie on the House. We're so glad you joined us the last 3 hours. We're here every single Saturday morning. Here for you, the Arizona homeowner. It's our goal every single moment of every single day to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you know someone that's interested in buying in Arizona or buying their first home, make sure they're aware of Rosie on the House. If you've been entertained or educated or uplifted in any way in the last 3 hours, we here, the team at Rosie on the House, would ask you to do us one small, simple favor in the following week. Pay it forward. Find somebody that needs to be uplifted and encouraged. And do it. And we'll join you again next Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
Happy trails to you until